over 10 years with over 90 kids' pictures on the wall that have gone through the program and given direct results in less recidivism from some of the families. The Moms and Babies program allows incarcerated mothers to keep their newborns in with them for a certain period of time. It also helps support the women through effective programming and a safe, supportive living environment. Results matter, and they're getting results here in Decatur, Congressman Davis said. We got to do that on the federal level as well. More news after Fox News on WSOY Decatur, 6 a.m.
Another day of goodbyes for John McCain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
He said it like it was, and he moved forward. And that's why they call him the lion in the Senate.
He was among those lined up to view McCain's casket lying in state at the Arizona Capitol.
15,000 people came to pay their respects to this American hero, and all of this in the blazing sun and triple-digit temperatures. The late Senator John McCain served the state for 36 years in Washington. He is remembered not only for those years, but the half a decade he spent as a prisoner of war in Vietnam.
Fox's Alicia Cunha in Phoenix. There'll be a church service today, then tomorrow the senator will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol the day before a memorial at Washington's National Cathedral. He'll be buried Sunday at the Naval Academy Cemetery. Days after President Trump canceled his Secretary of State's trip to North Korea amid concerns about the progress of denuclearization, he has a message for the North Koreans. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, in a statement on Twitter, the president warned he could restart war games on the Korean Peninsula, writing they would be far bigger than ever before. Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis hinted the exercises could come back.
We turned off several to make a good faith effort. We are going to see how the negotiations go.
President Trump also wrote there's no reason to spend large amounts of money on the exercises and that he believes his relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is good. Dave.
Angel, the president will hit the road later today, going to Indiana for a campaign rally. An ex-Texas cop will wake up in prison for the first time today after Roy Oliver got a 15-year sentence for murder.
We love them. We support the police. However, we do not support bad apples.
That's Dallas County DA Faith Johnson. Oliver was convicted of killing a teenager, shooting in a moving car last year as officers broke up a house party where there was underage drinking. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
WSOY News Time, 6:03. Illinois will use a $108 million settlement with Volkswagen over the company's cheating on emissions tests to improve air quality, mostly by replacing old diesel engines with more environmentally friendly options. Governor Bruce Rauner and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency yesterday announced the Driving a Cleaner Illinois program. Transit agencies, cities, schools, and buses, or businesses, I should say, may submit ideas to the Illinois EPA to receive money from the program. The first round of grants will provide $20 million to commuter rail and public transit bus projects in northern Illinois. The U.S. EPA and Volkswagen reached a series of settlements in 2016 and 2017 to resolve U.S. complaints. The complaints alleged Volkswagen sold nearly 60,000 diesel engine automobiles from 2009 to 2016 with computer software that cheated federal emissions tests. Up next, your WSOY three-day weather forecast as we peek into the weekend, and we'll look at sports. News Time, 6:04.
Podcasts are not just a novelty. Thanks to smartphones and tablets, they are a way of life. Did you know that in the last month, almost a quarter of Americans have listened to their favorite podcasts? With the Naughty Gator app, you can check out our most popular podcast from Byers & Company, sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can catch full hourly podcasts from Byers & Company, interviews with your favorite guests, and digital exclusives from Byers & Company you can only catch with our podcasts, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. So check out the latest Byers & Company podcasts when you download the Nowdicator app and you do it today.
I'm Jen Wood from Maroa Lumber Company. At Maroa Lumber, we carry more than just top quality grade lumber. We feature high performing brands like Anderson, Wadena, CHI, and Milwaukee. We also carry composite decking, molding, and trim, siding materials, garage doors, Pratt and Lambert paint, and so much more. At Maroa Lumber, we offer free estimates and takeoffs on any job. Whether it's a small project or building your dream home, Maroa Lumber has the knowledgeable staff to get the job done. Visit us at MaroaLumber.com or give us a call, 794-2226.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast for the rest of today. Sunny skies, could see some patchy fog out there this morning, though. 79 your high this afternoon. Partly cloudy, 64 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, just a slight chance early in the day with a high of 85. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 87 degrees. 67 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur. The Pittsburgh Pirates right-handed Trevor Williams surrendered a walk and a double in the first two St. Louis pitchers hitters he faced yesterday. Hottest pitcher in the National League bounced back, though. Starling Marte had an RBI single in the sixth. Pirates beat the Cardinals 2-0 last night. Todd Frazier hit a grand slam and drove in a season-high 5 runs to lead the Mets to a 10-3 win over the Cubs and avenged a tough loss earlier in the day in a game suspended the previous night because of rain. Ben Zobrist hit a bases-loaded RBI single in the 11th to give the Cubs a 2-1 win over the Mets. And it was the White Sox over the Yankees 4-1. Your next news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, August 30th edition of Byers & Company. We'll preview our little trip to Chicago and our improv at the Second City. Tell you a little bit about our Hot 25 coming up this weekend, plus the City Hall Insider and more. Byers & Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're live here on a Thursday, back in the studios after a couple of days off. Well, I should say I'm back in the studios after a couple of days off. Do we have a garbage strike or something while I was gone?
I don't know what the deal is. I know that somebody came in last week and was like, I'm going to be getting your garbage. I'm like, okay. I guess it's like an outside company or something.
I have no idea. All I know is I came in the studios this morning and it was overflowing. Coffee cups all over the floor. It was just crammed full of garbage. This is what happens when you leave for a couple of days.
You need to make a sign like no food.
Like it's going to do any
garbage.
Good?
It won't make a damn it.
When do they normally clear the garbage out of here?
Just it's usually kind of, today.
Oh, so, well, maybe we had more than usual.
Maybe.
And we had a four-day weekend, and I was back on Monday, then out again on Tuesday and Wednesday. It does feel a little disconnected, I feel a little disconnected as I've only been here, one show out of the last one, two, three, four, five. So, yes, back.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. Good morning and welcome. We got a lot to get to here today. We were up in Chicago over the last couple of days for our leadership meeting. Normally every year, we get together probably on more than one occasion, but there's generally sort of this leadership, I don't know what you would call it, conference, a retreat.
Retreat.
Is it a retreat?
I would call it a retreat.
Retreat annoys me. That word annoys me.
Well, I don't, it is what it is. I mean. Even if it annoys you, we can find a different, what do you want to call it?
I don't know, but when you think of retreat, what do you think
out,
of?
Out, not, what do they call them? I want to call outbound, but what's the...
I don't, this sounds like...
Offsites.
Offsites,
yeah.
Outbounds, retreats, all of that sounds highly annoying. Just on the surface of it.
Well, how would you truly describe it?
I don't know what to do with my garbage.
just start a pile there.
Start
on
a pile.
The floor.
Anyway, it's a get together. It's a meeting. I guess an offsite meeting. We have several markets. You know, the Newhoff Media, empire has been growing over the last couple of years, and so we have Champaign and Springfield and Danville and Bloomington and Normal, Decatur, Lafayette, Indiana, and so we've. I think 2 years ago we were in Indianapolis and the whole thing was sort of because it was the Indy 500 theme. We went go-kart racing. That was fun.
Yeah.
And we had the legendary gentleman from the Indianapolis 500 broadcast who has that sort of unbelievable memory of every single fact about every single race in the history of the Indy 500. And we were in Indy. So we went to Chicago this year.
Why you were in Chicago.
Yeah, no one knew. We had an agenda basically saying, here's what time we're going to meet in the hotel lobby. We're going to leave the hotel lobby. We knew we were going somewhere. We just didn't know necessarily where. We're going to be off-site for the day. There was a Cubs game, which I skipped, on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday we would meet again at the hotel we were staying at and have, I think, through 1 o'clock. And then it was time to pack up, check out, and hit the road and come back home. So pretty quick trip.
Yeah.
I hate going to Chicago, by the way. And it's nothing against anyone who chooses to live in Chicago. I just hate the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I left about 5 o'clock on Monday night. I put it off until I couldn't put it off anymore. Just had an absolute sense of dread about driving to Chicago. Does that make any sense?
I know, and I even arranged, could have arranged flights for you.
No, but then I would have been sitting at the airport all day yesterday waiting for a nighttime flight to come back.
Yes, exactly.
And so as much as I hate driving, I didn't want to sit in an airport for 7 hours.
Mm-mm.
Once again, nothing against that's great air service. Just didn't match up with the times, as far as coming back to Decatur. I would have much rather have done that.
Yes.
Fly in, Uber, and get to where
if the times had worked, it would have been the better option, but yeah.
Yes. So I'm driving up, Monday night. I figure if I leave at 5, I'm not going to hit a lot of traffic going into Chicago, at 8 o'clock at night.
And did you?
Not until I got right in. It was pretty good. I think there in about 2 hours and 50 minutes.
About a 3 hour and 10 minute drive. So.
Well, to where?
To where you were staying.
But that's not what my map said. Why would you know that?
Because I knew whenever you said I'm hitting the road, and I wanted to figure out how long it was going to take you to get back.
She's like a spy, Jeff. She's like it's like having a KGB agent in your house. She's like, oh, really, honey? I figured that it was 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, that's according to...
Who does that?
The Google Maps. From point A to point B.
I get curious about finding out what length of time it's going to take to get to someplace.
If you're going. If Janet's going, do you independently, separately Google it so that you know?
No.
I do that all the time with you.
She wanted to check for you while she sat on the couch and you sat in the car.
But what does her checking for me do for me? It's just her being nosy. Oh, you just got there, huh? Well, according to mine.
No, when you were saying I'm hitting the road coming back, I thought, okay, how long do I have till I have to clean up this mess?
3 hours.
And 10 minutes.
Anywho.
Yeah. So we head to, I head up there. I leave a little before 5 o'clock on Monday night. And I think, okay, well, I'll do my best to avoid as much of the traffic as possible. Realizing it's Chicago. There's millions of people. You're going to have traffic.
Yeah.
And so not bad all the way up there and made pretty good time. And then I get into like, you know, so you start getting into the skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's four lanes, and everybody's just blatantly on their phone and texting and driving 90 miles an hour.
And there's brake light
whipping in and out of lanes without regard to anybody. I mean, it is an epitome of the rudeness of a big city,
mm-hmm.
is how they drive.
And just,
you can go to Rome. I mean, it's not anything, you know, Midwest. It's just big city. Big city, like, where you would live if you could, like, be limoed everywhere and live on the Gold Coast and not have to, like, deal with any of that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the beautiful, look at the Shedd Aquarium. I mean, you know, that would be okay. But not the nitty-gritty of driving into the city. I just absolutely hate it. Now, I'm not a bad driver, and I don't mind driving. You know, it's not like I'm, like, you know, clenched up with fear. It's just annoying. Honking, oh, my God. It's like their middle name up there. How often, living in a small town like Decatur, do you actually hear a car horn? And I don't mean like an alarm going off in the bingo parking lot. I'm talking about just like actually somebody laying on the horn. It doesn't happen that often. In Chicago, it's about every 1.3 seconds.
Yeah, here it's like if you honk, you almost feel bad. Dude, I'm sorry.
Here you honk, and everybody looks around eight cars deep trying to figure out who it was that honked.
And you do like a half honk because somebody in front of you isn't moving.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm just telling you the
boop.
Excuse me, the light's green.
It is just a way of life.
We have more trains. The trains lean on those horns.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think, more for safety and like
I understand it. It doesn't mean that it's less annoying.
That's so you're not crushed to death.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're coming through. That's what that is.
Lean on that horn.
So, a little bit, not too bad. And we were staying at the Hotel Lincoln. Now, I don't know if you all are familiar with the Hotel Lincoln. I had never heard of it. And I was wondering, there's actually a lot of Hotel Lincolns around the world. And there is a Hotel Lincoln in New York City. There is a Lincoln Hotel in Harrington. I mean, Lincoln obviously is a name. There's a Hotel Lincoln in Stroud, Oklahoma.
Well, okay.
Just saying, there are a lot of them in this world. But I looked it up, before leaving, because I was curious, do they have a gym, you know, Wi-Fi, you know, all the things that you sort of are curious about when you were going to stay. Because we can't just travel now, right?
No.
I mean, we have to know, is there Wi-Fi?
Is there a bar?
Well, there's going to be a bar.
Well, sometimes, you know.
Is there a gym? Okay. I looked up. Is there a gym? Is there Wi-Fi? What is the neighborhood that we're staying in? And it runs basically from Clark Street. It's on the north side of the city. It's basically Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
So then you start trying to think about what else is there. There's the Biograph Theater. Isn't that where John Dillinger was gunned down?
I believe so.
There is the Old Town School of Folk Music. There's a lot of college kids and sort of joggers and little restaurants. And for a big city, that's a nice feel. I mean, there's a lot of traffic and there's still a lot of cars, but it's also sort of feels pedestrian. Well, it turns out it's also the home of not Second City, the Second City, just like the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, do you have any idea? I mean, are you familiar with the whole Second City concept?
Yes.
When you say very, what do you mean by very?
Because I've been a lover of like comedy, and a lot of the comedians on Saturday Night Live, and a lot of them were alumni of Second City, and you know, all of that. So I was familiar with Second City or the Groundlings in L.A. and things like that. So,
yeah, the Groundlings not as famous, I would say. And not nearly as illustrious sort of alum list, would you say?
I don't know. I mean, I think that those are the two I think of whenever I think of, like, this kind of establishment.
Can they go Bill Murray, John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert, Martin Short, Harold Ramis, the Belushis? I mean, I would say that the Second City has probably the most illustrious alum list, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I'd have to go through the Groundlings. I'm not dismissing the Groundlings. I'm just saying this is sort of, you know, sacred ground. you made your bones even coming down through Canada into the United States at some time or another.
Yeah.
There is a wall of pictures, walls of pictures of the alums, and you go through and just go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. They also have, like, this little thing where people put their handprints in it and then signed it. Little plaster Paris sort of thing, and it's everybody from Mickey Rooney on that have been through this place.
Nice.
So that was our day away. We were going to be improving at the Second City. Now, a little later in the program, what is this, 8:40? Because he's already back in
He's back
California. Because, by the way, the Second City is in Canada and Chicago, based in Chicago, but they are not just in Chicago anymore. And Andy Eniger, who was one of the facilitators that we had yesterday, will join us about 8:40 in the program. I didn't realize they do this much corporate work, that they do a lot of facilitating of workshops and experiences for everything from big pharmaceutical companies to law groups to accountants. But that's fun. to do this sort of, would you call it team building? I'm once again annoyed. Because it wasn't annoying at all. The experience was great. But I think every time you put a cliche on it, like retreat, team building, I just want to go.
I get that. I get that. But there's.
That's not what it was like, though.
Cool.
So we did all kinds of fun things. Tell you about that. City Hall Insider is jumping in. I got to the bottom of that bottom of the barrel about the teacher's comment, too, by the way, on my drive home yesterday.
I'm glad you did because it took me forever.
Did you get to the bottom?
No, I couldn't.
All right, so what was the premise of that? You were telling me, by the way, this is something I was unaware of. You were telling me that all over social media people were commenting.
A number of times, I'm friends with a number of teachers in the DPS system, and they were all very, very upset about a comment that was made during this, apparently the school board meeting.
Nope, yeah, the wrong meeting.
Exactly. I was getting that it was a school board
meeting. It was the intergovernmental cooperation meeting that we aired live.
I see.
From Millikan University. Now, were you like sleeping at that point?
Must have been.
Yeah, okay.
The
guy in charge of the news department missed it. But yes, that's where it took place.
And there was a comment made by someone that DPS, I've heard DPS teachers, I heard DPS students, I heard DPS in general, were bottom of the barrel.
The very vague recollection that you had third hand that I was working on running down.
Yes, because it was like I was hearing different accounts of this, and I'm like, can somebody give me some information?
So clearly then, if it was made during that meeting, we have the podcast of that meeting, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, in its entirety?
Yes, sir.
So then it's on tape. Right?
I would assume, because I assume if they heard it, it had to be in the public comments or had
to be during the appearance of citizens or whatever it was called during that meeting. How many people got up and spoke?
I want to say 4, 5.
It was at the very end?
Right. It was at the
very end. I think
anyone you recognized speaking in the.
Well, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
No, So there was no one you recognized?
There was nobody I knew personally.
No former candidates for office? No more? I really think Jeff was sleeping at the
I was not asleep. It was just I was trying to ride herd on audio, which was a challenge the entire night. So go ahead.
No, I would like to check the facts. I'm not just going to go third hand. I mean, clearly I had a witness, in fact, the guy in charge of our news department who was there, who missed it. So you didn't recognize anybody that got up and spoke at the appearance of citizens?
I'm not remembering right now. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, all right. I'll get into that. We'll get into the Second City, some of the improv stuff. I think it's something we ought to do as like exercises on the show, although I'm terrified.
And you know the only reason they didn't tell you what they were doing is because of you.
What does that mean?
I like to think they were like, oh, we'll tell everybody. Oh, wait. Then I'm afraid Brian will come. We were having a good laugh at your expense.
Clearly, over the last 3 days, you've been emboldened, you know, like to sort of like take over, and that's done. Kevin's gone. Show's back. We'll take a break. Oh, here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we got patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs near 80 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 64. For your Friday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and highs near 85. And Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 87. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 66 degrees.
I'm Chris Thompson, lieutenant with the Macon County Sheriff's Office and lifelong resident of Macon County, and I support Jim Root for sheriff. Jim is the best candidate in the upcoming election for sheriff. Jim is an honest, hardworking man of integrity, morals, and good character. Jim is the no-nonsense, get-things-done candidate, which is exactly what is needed in a sheriff. Do not be fooled by false promises and fancy wordsmithing. Do not let the state Democratic machine influence your vote and this election with their money. On November 6th, I am asking for you to join me by voting for Jim Root for sheriff.
Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Podcasts are not just a novelty. Thanks to smartphones and tablets, they are a way of life. Did you know that in the last month, almost a quarter of Americans have listened to their favorite podcasts? With the Now Decatur app, you can check out our most popular podcast from Byers & Company, sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You can catch full hourly podcasts from Byers & Company, interviews with your favorite guests, and digital exclusives from Byers & Company you can only catch with our podcasts, brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. So check out the latest Byers & Company podcasts when you download the Now Decatur app, and you do it today.
While the temps heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot!
Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter.
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
At Bob Brady Jeep, the deals are sizzling. Grab a 2018 Wrangler Sport JK 4x4 on the lot and ready to roll. Lease it for just $299 a month, or you can buy the Wrangler JK for only $32,995. Hot enough for you?
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
And don't miss this summer's Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events. The Amish Cheese Festival in Arthur and the Labor Day Pops Concert in Decatur. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on NowDecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Well, our first show back is going to be a fun one. I will try to find the audio. Clearly no one else is looking for it. How long was the broadcast from that night? That was, what, a week ago yesterday? Was that last Wednesday?
Yes, that was. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've slept since then.
I'm working on the audio right now. I've got it pulled up in here, so I'm trying to find it.
Oh, you are? Okay,
yeah,
good.
The comment that you're
good.
Still talking about.
Because,
and also apparently refreshed my memory on who all was there.
So you do recognize people. I'm sorry. I thought you just said it refreshed your memory.
No,
of who
I
was
am
there.
Refreshing.
Oh, you're trying to refresh,
refresh my memory on who was there.
I was
there.
Confused. All right, we'll get to that a little bit. If we could have that by the time City Hall Insider comes in, that would be great. That gives you 30.
Working on it now.
3 minutes, and if there were only four or five people who got up to speak, it shouldn't be that hard to narrow down the specific. I didn't hear it. Did you, Lindsay? You didn't hear it either. You just got this.
I did not. I heard this I saw this on Facebook through multiple different people, and I really didn't get a solid account.
But people weren't giving names, which was the weird thing.
That was the weird thing. They would not give names. Nobody. They would just say it was a business owner. And again, they also didn't know which. I mean, people were referring to it at a different meeting than it was. The comment itself, I wasn't even getting straight. Somebody was the kids.
Well, because sometimes people have outrage and they don't even really know what
exactly
they're outraged over. Now, we'll find the comment if it exists and we'll play it, and then people can decide whether or not they should be outraged by it. But I was given context by somebody who was evidently there, as was Jeff, but actually was listening and said, yes, this is what this person said. And if we can get that, we'll play it for you a little later today. It wouldn't surprise me if what I was told yesterday was true. And the person telling me it wouldn't have any reason to fib about it. All right, more on the second city. And we'll have one of the facilitators with us. I'm doing this as a service not because hey, look what we did. I think there's a lot of companies that would really enjoy doing something like this and may not put the two together. Like you go to see a Second City show, right? It's huge now, by the way. It's been 20-plus years since I've been up there. And they now have, like, the whole campus. I mean, it is unbelievable. There were movie theaters next to it and all that. I mean, they own all of that now. Pretty big place. And when you look through the pictures of the alums, it is quite impressive. We'll give you all of the lowdown and the latest coming up after the news. City Hall insider Paul Osborne coming up in about 30 minutes. We've got a lot to get to as things are starting to tighten up election-wise. Here's Jeff Daly. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. The Dine United Fall fundraiser for the United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois gets underway next week and runs through the end of October. Every Wednesday, select local restaurants will be donating a percentage of all lunch sales from 11 until 2 to this year's United Way campaign. Dine United kicked off in 2013. It provides an opportunity to support locally owned restaurants and the United Way simultaneously. The fundraiser has generated more than $3,000 each year. This year's restaurants include BC Wings, The Beach House, Coffee Connection in Decatur, and a Decatur Memorial Hospital, Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Richland Community College. Also are Sloan's Calzones, Salsa American Burrito Company, both locations, and more. You can find a full list at nowdecatur.com. Participants are encouraged to share their Dine United experience with photos of their meals on social media using the hashtag Dine United and hashtag Live United. More news after Fox at 6:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A public viewing is now over for people wanting to pay their respects to Senator John McCain at the Arizona Capitol. There's a memorial service today.
Speakers include former Vice President Joe Biden. Senator McCain will leave Arizona today for the final time. There will be three more days of ceremonies in Washington, D.C. and the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
Fox's Ray Bogan. In New Mexico,
child neglect charges are dropped against three of five defendants arrested earlier this month at an extremist Muslim compound where 11 children were found living in filth and where the body of a three-year-old boy was discovered. District Judge Emilio Chavez saying his decision is based on a technicality after prosecutors failed to indict the suspects within a 10-day window.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, two of those suspects face child abuse charges in connection with that three-year-old's death, and the other three suspects could still face prosecution. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. New research says learning disabilities and other special education needs are common in children born with opioid-related symptoms from their mother's prenatal drugs. It's the first big U.S. study to examine potential long-term learning difficulties in these kids. It involved about 7,200 Medicaid children aged 3 to 8 years old. One in seven opioid-affected kids required special classroom services for problems including developmental delays and speech or language difficulties, compared with about 1 in 10 children not exposed to opioids before birth. Results were published today in Pediatrics. Affected kids had newborn abstinence syndrome. It involves tremors, fuzziness, and other signs that can last for weeks after birth. About one U.S. infant is born with the condition at least every 25 minutes. Numbers have tripled since 2008. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 2-0. In Chicago last night, it was the Mets 10-3 over the Cubs earlier in the day. In that game that was suspended the previous night, it was the Cubs over the Mets 2-1 in 11 innings. And it was the White Sox over the Yankees 4-1. Cardinal baseball again tonight. We'll have it on the air after a shortened edition of Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine that comes your way at 6:05. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Six.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got a little bit of patchy fog this morning, turning to mostly sunny skies and highs near 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 64. For your Friday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and highs near 85. And Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 87 degrees. It is 66 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we're having some FM difficulties. Is that correct? Sorry, Jeff's trying to do a couple of things
yes,
at one time.
Yes, we are. We have a lost internet connection down in where we keep that.
So it's not... Okay. Yes. So it's not the actual... It's a problem we're having in the building.
Not actually yeah,
no,
here.
No, actually, there's a combination of problems. The unit here is trying to connect with the unit out there, and it is not. They're not syncing up, and so I don't know what's going on out there.
How long has that been going?
Apparently, it started. It was back yesterday. It went down mm-hmm. yesterday morning during the storms, and then it was up, and now it's back down again. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I had an email, and then I saw your email now I got to get used to like the phones again. And emails.
What well, do you mean?
Well, I mean, generally during your retreat slash offsite slash team building slash improv, you're not allowed to, like, everybody has to put their phones away. Like we had to leave the phones in the back of the room at the improv thing. And you would get a break, like, every once in a while where everybody would like scramble to their phones and, you know, check email or do whatever.
You probably were fine with that though, right?
At first you're sort of, we were so busy on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you keep doing these exercises where there's not a lot of downtime to sit and go, oh, where's my phone?
Yeah.
So you got used to it pretty quick, to be honest with you. And then now that I did that for a couple of days, I sort of now feel like, I don't really want to check that thing. That will go away, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So we had to do a number of exercises. And by the way, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Very good.
Don't mean that. Why is it you think that I wouldn't want to do that, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. I guess I don't have
a shy personality about
I guess I imagine, like, games. And you're not really a fan of games.
Like board games?
Not board games, but like group games or, you know, things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not the guy on Friday night who goes, hey, let's do some charades.
Yeah, no.
That's not me. But I don't like board games either.
No.
These are more like exercises. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to explain with, like, to give an example.
Well, you'd have to, like, we would get into groups of twos and then groups of threes or groups of fours. And, I remember one group we had a group of four. And I think it was myself and Beth Newhoff and Michelle. Michelle with one L, Michelle with two L's. Michelle with two L's is from Danville. Michelle with one L is our digital person. And you had to tell a story, like you had to create a title of a story and then tell a story. And Michelle with one L was the facilitator. And so you had to speak until she said stop and pointed to the next person. And they had to pick up the story with the last word that you used and then go down. And I think it was something about rainbow shoes.
I get it. Okay.
Or you might have a two-on-two conversation, and you had to have only one word at a time.
Okay.
And I had Andrew Harvey from Springfield at one point where we had to tell a story, and mine was a love story, and his was science fiction, and we had to do it one word at a time.
Okay.
And all he did was use the word lasers like 75 times.
Lasers.
Not a big sci-fi fan.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And lasers is also a word you can't do a lot with.
Yeah.
So those kind of things. So you're constantly moving around. Or you had to go to the middle of the room and be a statue.
And then what?
And then somebody else had to come out and compliment your statue as a statue. And then, you know, it got to the point. Or you had to throw around imaginary things.
Okay.
And then it got to a point where there were like nine imaginary things going on at one time. Like a bowling ball, a baby, a beach ball.
Now, what is the purpose of this? Is what to increase your
communication skill?
No. It's all about the nuance of communication and body language and, you know, what your words mean or mean to other people or what you think or don't think about. I mean, it was a very nuanced conversation. They would go in depth about why they were doing things. It wasn't just sort of like standing in a room being goofy, which is what I think you presumed I would think it would be. And I really didn't know going in because I didn't have any idea Second City did this kind of thing. I mean, I knew of it. I knew there were a lot of people that clamored to be in that program, I mean, to be a part of that school. And there were so many famous alums. And as you said earlier, I mean, you know, most of the original cast of Saturday Night Live, a lot of the people that went through Lampoon and all that stuff, you know, were there. Even the, what was it, like SCTV, the people up in Canada, like John Candy and Martin Short, you know, that started one place and then fed through the Windy City.
Yep.
But I didn't realize they did a lot of work with private companies, which I thought was, now, if you give me that to do or sit in a cubicle and take notes all day, you know, with somebody going,
with a slideshow.
I'd much rather.
PowerPoint presentation.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But you enjoy that stuff probably more than I, which is why you were kind of looking down your nose at me. I apologize for being mad that you stereotyped me.
No, I apologize for stereotyping. You proved me wrong.
No, I thought it was fun. But I didn't have any expectation going in. And I think that people are terrified to get up and speak or be in front of people in a way. They probably were spared the suffering of 2 or 3 days worrying about it by not knowing. You're probably better just being shocked into that,
right? Yeah.
Although I would think these are all fairly type A personalities.
For the most part, and so this was
whether
like
they're
company leadership. So
on
yes.
air or sales or whatever. I mean, they're people that aren't really shy about doing that. Anyway, I thought it was fun. And I asked the guy, Andy, to join us today. He'll be with us at 8:40 just to kind of, because I didn't know this. I'm assuming there's a lot of other people out there that don't know it or companies that might take advantage of this as a day of, and I guess it is team building. I mean, it's a way of spending a lot of face-to-face time with each other. And we also talked about all the nuances, right, of texting and emailing and face-to-face and communication. Because I'm still an old-school person when it comes to communicating with people. When I say old-school, I don't really think it's old-school. I think it should still be school, where you do as much as you can face-to-face in life. We had to do one thing where we sat with our backs to, like, we had, like, four chairs. And then it was like a circle, but our chairs were all facing out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do a conference call in the most annoying way we could do a conference call, which really isn't hard because if you do conference calls, they are all annoying by their very nature.
So was there someone that was constantly and then coming back into it?
Yeah, or that, you know, I think at one point someone screamed, March 4th and be positive, just like out of the blue, like just... And at some point, it was like, you know, I'm sorry, I was on mute, you know, I mean, that kind of thing. Or the big delays or talking over each other.
Yeah.
I think I screamed, where's Zach, a couple of times. Because that's what a conference call is like.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Yes.
Oh, no, you go. No.
Yeah, no, and then, so then everybody tried to talk to each other. And then there's like an 8-second pause, like, you know, where neither person knows that the other person's waiting for them. Yeah. That kind of stuff. So there you have it. Big stuff going on. They went to a Cubs game. I had some work to do. I feel like it was, in retrospect, the 4-day weekend probably wasn't a good idea.
Oh, it was a good idea.
Was it?
Yes, it was. And I know that there's, because we're just, that's going to be the only break you have.
No, I know, but it was tough because doing the 4-day weekend, which was nice, but then like you come back for Monday morning and then you got to like go back out of town and come, and then now you're back Thursday and then we're into another 3-day weekend.
I get that, but your time in Chicago was work and that 4-day weekend was literally going to be your last chance.
No, I know. I'm just saying I felt like I'm behind the 8-ball just on communication and everything else, and I hate being behind. So Monday night I got caught up. They went over to the Cubs game. I don't get the charm of Wrigley Field.
No, I don't either.
Now Cubs, but I'm not a Cubs fan, so I get that there's a big component of this missing for me, meaning that I'm not a Cubs fan, so clearly that probably would make all the difference in the world. And there was rain in the forecast.
Yeah, it's like I want to just go for a hot dog, a beer, a couple innings, and leave.
Was that Monday night's game?
Tuesday night's game.
Tuesday night.
It was. Wasn't that I think it was supposed. Well, I think like it got into the eighth inning. I think. So they played.
Yeah, Monday night's game. Yeah, got raked out.
But I thought Tuesday, or maybe.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Tuesday night. I apologize.
Well, Jeff, were you even at the intergovernmental?
Yes, I was. And I found what you're looking for.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Well, great.
And you're going to be shocked, but it's not exactly accurate.
See, you're already playing telephone with this.
No.
I clearly stated that I didn't hear.
Right.
And I was just going off what Lindsay was telling me about what was on Facebook, and I asked someone yesterday who was there, and they said, yes, here's what it was. And so I don't know. I've said from get-go.
Okay. Well, we'll have clarification for you when you are ready for it.
I would like that because I'd like to stop. You know, rumors are horrible.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're... And there's a grain of truth in it, and then it just turns into whatever.
Are we going to have the whole comment?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
That would be good.
So this has been, I don't know, it was all over Facebook at the end of last week,
and
right?
I could never figure out who it was, or...
We'll do, have that for a tease. Not bad for being off so much. Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale's Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to JimRootForSheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
A strong defense and fast-moving offense got the St. Teresa Bulldogs season off to a 1-0 start, and now the Bulldogs hit the road and travel up I-39 to Varna for a meeting with the River Valley Falcons this Friday. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me, Seth Greenwell, and Dominique Smith for the broadcast call this Friday night. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show and follow it up with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Just like music.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Good morning and welcome. We are here. Looks like the rain is going to stay away, at least for today, and we're ready to go. When does that Jack Ryan show start on Amazon? It feels like they've been... IMDb. Ooh, streams tomorrow.
Ooh.
New show to watch. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
And who's playing Jack Ryan?
The guy that was on that TV show that then was in the Benghazi movie, 13 Hours or whatever.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about?
John.
Kras?
Yes, that's him.
Krat.
He was in The Office, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of a comedy guy. And then.
Yeah.
Turn sort of serious. All right, that's neither here nor there. I was just on the page looking at the Second City alumni in no particular order. Pretty impressive lifts. Joan Rivers, by the way.
Uh-uh.
So, we go back, flashback, a week ago yesterday to the intergovernmental conversation that took place, which we broadcast live. And what's really weird is that all of this stuff was all over Facebook, that somebody supposedly said this during the appearance of Citizens and they wouldn't name a name and mm-mm. yada, 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 when the podcast was already there. All people had to do was go listen.
Yeah. I was getting it from like, oh, is it this or is it this? Was it this? I'm like, oh,
they couldn't even tell what meeting it was at, right? It was just, here's what somebody said. Now, can you give us any context? Since you were there.
Yes.
Do you now remember
the? I do remember this now.
And the person who spoke?
And the person who spoke.
Because 10 minutes ago, you act like I was asking you to define, like, what life on Mars
was
like.
Nuclear fission, yeah. No, I do remember this now. And would you like to know who it was?
Yes, I would.
It would have been former mayoral candidate John Phillips.
Okay, who goes to these type of things on a pretty regular basis.
Yes, he was very gracious at the beginning and said, you know, it was great that
everybody... Well, are you paraphrasing or are you just going to play? How long did he speak?
He went over 3 minutes, but the particular quote.
Well, can we not just hear the whole thing? Don't you think at this point we need to hear?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is well over 3 minutes, but I can
how do you define well over 3 minutes? To get to four?
He talked about three separate segments, and when you're talking about what he was referring to with these.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're not taking it out of context. That's all.
I don't want to get one opinion. I'd rather just hear it.
I don't know that I'm ready to hear John Phillips. Is it 4 minutes?
No, I've got here, where it relates to what is being said on social media, is 50 seconds long.
Okay.
I
feel like we're editing, but yes.
This is the only part that pertains to what you're talking about.
The fact that we need to be able to recruit very high-quality teachers to this community, mm-hmm. that we could make that a single committee effort to talk about what all these different government entities could do, whatever could happen to cause us to get the top of the class of the teachers that are out there to be recruited here rather than the bottom of the class. Now, people will say we aren't always getting the bottom of the class. I don't argue about that. But the question is, are we able to get the best teachers out there and therefore do that piece of improving our schools? So that's the one I would pick on if I were going to work on retention of people in the indicator. You can work on 100 other areas of retention of people, but there's one that's important to all of us. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, when did he turn into Foster Brooks? That would be my first question. He clearly indicated we were getting the bottom of the class of teachers as far as recruits are concerned.
Right.
He didn't say bottom of the barrel.
Did not say bottom of the barrel.
Right. But he said, I'm not sure what a committee would do to, I mean, what does a committee do?
It has meetings.
No, I know, but I mean, what does it do to change a community to that you're going to go from bottom to top on recruitment?
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't understand. But he did clearly indicate that he didn't believe that we were not getting great teachers, that we were getting to the bottom of the class.
I mean, that was
his verbiage,
to
right?
Find the top of the class rather than the bottom of the class.
Right.
Indicates he thinks that's what we're currently.
Can we hear it one more time?
Sure.
I'm just new to this conversation, even though the podcast has been up since Wednesday night. A week ago Wednesday, by the way.
The fact that we need to be able to recruit very high-quality teachers to this community, mm-hmm. that we could make that a single committee effort to talk about what all these different government entities could do, whatever could happen to cause us to get the top of the class of the teachers that are out there to be recruited here rather than the bottom of the class. Now, people will say we aren't always getting the bottom of the class. I don't argue about that. But the question is, are we able to get the best teachers out there and therefore do that piece of improving our schools? So that's the one I would pick on if I were going to work on retention of people in the indicator. You could work on 100 other areas of retention of people, but there's one that's important to all of us. Thank you.
Okay, so he had a caveat in there. Some people will say we're not always getting the bottom of the class, but I don't argue with that. All right, but he was clearly saying that we need to do a better job. And I would say, I guess, okay, you could make an argument that we always should be doing a better job of getting the top that you can get. But there was a not-so-subtle insinuation that we weren't, that we were getting the bottom of the class. And now teachers are greatly offended. I don't know why the identity was top secret.
I'm not sure.
It's a public meeting recorded and aired on...
Yeah.
And podcast.
Yes.
Okay. But he didn't say bottom of the bear.
No, he did not say. And honestly, the comments I had seen... seen on Facebook. It's funny how that kind of telephone mentality goes on, because it wasn't exactly phrased that way.
Well, but that's always, since the beginning of time, human beings have done that, right?
Yeah.
Did you not play that telephone game in, like, grade school?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's where you start with the desk over here, and they have a basic brief story, and then by the time it gets all the way around the room, whispering from person to person, the story is completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature and human behavior. So I wanted to hear it myself this morning, because I didn't hear it. In fact, I was just getting it. Lindsay was getting it secondhand. I was getting it thirdhand through Lindsay. And so I asked a person that I was talking to yesterday, who would have been at the school board meeting and at this meeting as well, you know, hey, what did this happen and where? And then I was told, yes, it was at the intergovernmental thing during the appearance of citizens and blah, 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 blah. So now you have it. There you have it. I don't know if he's running again. I don't have any idea.
Have we heard anyone other than Mayor?
Yes.
Current Mayor? We have?
Mm-hmm. Which is all I'm allowed to say at this point. I am told, however, though, that a week from today and 7 minutes, everyone will know.
Okay.
But that's not John. I don't know that he is or not, but you probably don't want to, like, that's probably the wrong foot to get off. You know, if you want to be mayor of Decatur, suggesting that we have all the bottom of the class teachers and all of our...
And, you know, to any of my teacher friends, please don't take offense. You are great teachers, and this man commonly does say things like this.
Like, yeah, don't let it get you down. First of all, I have a problem... Well, true. I have a problem with blanketing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, to suggest that we have all great teachers or all bad teachers is not a way to go. I treat people more individually than that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great teachers. We've got teachers in District 61. Everybody does. You go to St. Teresa. I guarantee you there are teachers there that are problems. They're the ones that drag everything down, that don't want change, that don't want to adapt, that don't want to complain about stuff. Yeah, we have that. But it's got nothing to do with the bottom of the barrel or the bottom of the class sort of mentality.
Yeah.
Just human beings.
Mm-hmm. Brush your shoulders off. That's all I'm going to say.
But you still do get a little of that sort of... And in fact, didn't their family, I mean, weren't they St. T people? Maybe it's the son.
Don't really know, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I am still asked on a daily basis, sometimes with general curiosity, like I'm asked by DPS people, how's Little Man's high school experience so far? Mm-hmm. And they're wanting a grade. They want a report back.
They want a report back, yeah.
And then I'm also asked with, like, some skepticism.
I am, too.
And I always sort of look at those people and go, I don't play into it. I just go, you know, great. Thanks for asking.
Loving it.
Yeah. So there's still a little bit of that. And I also notice that it seems like a lot of the people that get up and do those kind of things have a connection somewhere else.
Yes. So their perception is not always...
Like, you know,
they have an opinion, but their perception is not.
Right. Like, move here, put your kids in Mount Zion, then talk about how bad... You know.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have the real-life, boots-on-the-ground approach of knowing what it's physically like first person, which is a lesson in all of this for all of us, than third-hand from somebody connected somewhere else. So I wouldn't let anything John Phillips says bug you.
No.
Glad we could clear that up. How'd you like to make Aaron Rodgers money?
Yes, please.
I read yesterday that this new contract he signed, that between now and Mardi Gras, he will make $400,000 a day.
That's insane. Who needs that?
That's pretty sweet.
$80 million between now and Mardi Gras.
Nice.
Or St. Patrick's Day. Well, I don't remember which holiday they used.
Okay.
Roughly the same. Yeah. Anyway, yes, $400,000 a day. Ka-ching, ka-ching. I think I'd risk a concussion or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
$400,000 a day. Guaranteed.
Know. That's stupid money. What are you going to do with that?
I'd give it a shot. You could do a lot of good with it.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's true.
I mean, you could do a lot of good with it. So over $80 million guaranteed up front, and most of it, 80-some thousand paid, $130,000 or $130 million overall. That's just insane. I suppose if you're a Packers fan, you're happy. I don't know if they have any money left to pay anybody else. I mean, he might be out there by himself.
I was about to say, can he do it alone?
Yeah,
or?
Throw the ball right down the field, catch it, block for himself.
That's $16,000 an hour. That's a pretty good rate.
Good rate.
For an athlete. Just remember that the next time you feel sorry for any of them. We'll take a break. Back with more after the news. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be in studio with us next. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time is 6:59. The Decatur Public Library is among 31 public libraries across the state receiving Project Next Generation grants announced yesterday by Secretary of State Jesse.